All right, Rabbi, let's begin. Good morning. Begin by thanking all of our sons again. First of all, hopefully everybody had a beautiful, uplifting, meaningful Yom Kippur. It was a zechus Baruch Hashem to be able to spend it with all of the chaver here. We had a very special daf yomi shir yesterday during our break, which was really beautiful and uplifting. I think a great zechus Baruch Hashem to our Rebbe, to the Blina Rav, and Halavai provided a beautiful neshama to his aliyah as well. And Aliyah is in Shema as well. So begin by thanking our sponsors for today. To thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Tishrei, Jerry and Sarah Walaski, for dedicating all the German drushos this month in the Schuster of Fushlima for their grandson, Zechariah Dilman Perel Shira, Shindy and Avram Kelman, in memory of their beloved parents, and in the Schuster of all those in the Fushlima. Dr. Linda Weinberg, in loving memory of her husband, Paul, Peretz Moshe Ben Avram, David, Selma Wolf, with immense gratitude to Hashem, and with tefillos for health for all in the new year. Leah Saul is a schos for a fushlema for her daughter, Ilana Bas Esther, and for all those in need of Yeshuas. And our week of learning sponsors, Jeff Schwartz, in appreciation for the Daf Yomi Shir. Beautiful. Mostly with that, let us begin. Today's Daf is Mem Dalet 44. We are picking up. We actually made good ground yesterday, Baruch Hashem. We are picking up four lines down from the top on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. I'm not sure why on fast days I'm able to go ahead and actually keep up with the daf, but the rest of the year I can't. All right, but that's a different discussion. One of the mysteries of the universe. I'm sorry?
No.
That's why it's called fast. All right. Okay. it's my fault. I shouldn't have asked one. Let's say four lines down from the top. 44A, four lines down. Eli itmar halchi itmar. Supposed to say, remember again, just reorient ourselves a little bit. So we are focusing now, and interesting, at the two dots, the bottom two dots on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph 43b. So we were discussing an interesting machlokas about Na'ara HaMe'urasa. So remember again, you have a Na'ara, which is an intriguing stage in a young woman's development, 12 years old to 12 years old in 6 months, where it's a semi-autonomous stage. So on one hand, she has certain rights, personalistic rights, but on the other hand, she is still under the domain and responsibility of her father. So the question is, who has the ability to receive her get, and who has the ability to receive kiddushin? So when it came to gittin, we had a machlokes. Tanakama said either she or her father could receive her get. Rabbi Yehuda said absolutely not. Two hands, ein shtei yadayim zochos ke'echad. Two hands cannot acquire as one. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda holds that only her father has the ability to go ahead and receive her get. Rabbi Yochanan came along and said, the machlokis is only by gerushin, only by divorce, but by kiddushin, everyone agrees that only the father has the ability to makabel kiddushin. So that's the topic that we are in now. That's our subject. So the Gemara says, Eli'i itmar halchi itmar. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. My time is Rabbi Yochanan. Aliba drabanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan's logic according to the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, kiddushin dimidaito. Is actually an interesting idea over here. Kiddushin, which only occurs with the das of the girl, dimidaita aviha velohi. Only her father could receive it, but not her. Now, at first glance, that statement sounds totally counterintuitive. If it's her das, then it should be her. Look at Rashi, dimidaita, last wide line, dimidaita, deba'inan das hamakne. In kiddushin, you require das makne, which means in order to affect kiddushin. So remember again, the husband has to have das, and the woman entering into the marriage has to have das as well. Now, it's not only the woman. In other words, what has to happen is someone on the woman's side, representing the woman's interests, has to have das. So Rashi says, Avia levalohi, shatora zichsa lo avag. So we'll say, remember, so when it comes in general to a girl, either a katana or a nara, the father, bless you, the Torah has given the father the rights over the daughter. So therefore, again, when it comes to kiddushin, where it requires das of the isha, so to speak, so that das is therefore, again, that right is given to the father. However, look at the rest of Rashi. Aval gerushin sheishna. So actually, let's read the Gemara. However, alibra kiddushin demidaita. So kiddushin, which requires das, avia velohi. So remember, because her father is given rights over her, the das, so to speak, is given to her father, and therefore kiddushin could only be received by the father. However, gerushin de bal karucha, but I will say divorce, which could occur against the das, in other words, or without the das. Gerushin does not require das of the isha. Therefore, again, in that case, bein hi ubein aviha. That, therefore, again, either she or her father could go ahead and receive the get. So the Gemara says, fine. So we'll say that's Rabbi Yochanan's logic. So the Gemara says, hare maimer. What about maimer? Right, remember, so again, as we spoke about yesterday, so remember again, Maimer is Kiddushin in a Yibum scenario, where again, remember, Reuven's married to Rachel, Reuven dies without children, he leaves behind the widow, Rachel, right? He also leaves behind the brother. So Rachel does Yibum with Shimon, the surviving brother. Shimon gives her money. The money is ostensibly there to affect Kiddushin, even though, again, remember, Yibum doesn't require Kiddushin. All Yibum requires is Bia. But that's called Maimer. Right, what about Maimer? Dibidaita. So we'll say Maimer could only occur with the das of the woman. Vikatani ben hi ben avia. And yet again, the Raisa says that either she or her father can receive the Maimer money. So you see from here that even when something needs das, it could be affected either by the girl or her father. Hasam ba Maimer de Bal Karcha. That case actually talking about a case interesting about Maimer Bal Karcha. We'll say, what's Maimer Bal Karcha? Maimer Bal Karcha is where the Yavam, throws the money, you know, it lands in her lap. That's Maimer Bal Karcha. The Rebbe, and that reflects the view of Rebbe, Disanya Usa Maimer B'Yavimto, Shalomi Daito, if a Yavam does Maimer with the Yavama, Shalomi Daito, without her knowledge, without her consent. So what's the halacha? Rebbe Omer Kana. Rebbe says, ultimately it works. The Chum say lo Kana. The Chum say it does not work. My time with the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's logic? Gamar Mibia. He learns that from Bia. To my Mibia Diavama. Ma Bia Diavama Bal Karcha. Af Hocha Nami Bal Karcha. So I'm going to say an interesting detail by Yibum is that technically speaking, at least according to Rebbe, that there's the concept ultimately that Yibum works even Bal Karcha to affect Yibum. That Bia works even Bal Karcha to affect Yibum. So therefore Rebbe will say, just like Bia works Bal Karcha, so to Maimer will work Bal Karcha as well. The Rabbanan will say, Yafinam b'kiddushin. We learn that from Kiddushin, regular Kiddushin. Ma Kiddushin demidaita, just like it will say, Stam Kiddushin, right? You can't be Mekadesh woman against your will. Right? So just like Kiddushin normally requires Das, Af Hachanami demidaita, so to Maimer requires Das as well. But my kamifki, so what's at the root of this machlokes? Rebbe Savar Mili Diyavama Miyavama. So we'll say Rebbe's logic is we should learn out concepts of Yavama of Yibum from other concepts of Yibum, namely, so in other words, let's learn out Maimer, which is a concept of Yibum, from Bia, which is another aspect of Yibum, and say just like Bia works Bal Karcha, Maimer will work Bal Karcha. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Savri Kiddushin Me Kiddushin Havadei L'Melech. Rabbanan say, no, let's learn out Kiddushin from Kiddushin. Maimer is a form of Kiddushin. So learn out Maimer, which is a form of Kiddushin, from regular Kiddushin, which is Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistabra Kiddikid, Hachanami Mistabra Kiddik Kometaris Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Midiktani Seifa. Look at the end of the Braisa. Masha Enkin Bi Kiddushin. This doesn't apply to Kiddushin. In other words, even though Maimer could work Bal Karcha, at the end of the day, that might be true by Maimer, but doesn't apply by other cases of Kiddushin. Ela Neymar to have it to the Reish Lakish. So Rabbi will say this should go ahead and refute the position of Reish Lakish. Amar the Reish Lakish, Hamani, whose opinion is this? Rabbi Huda, he the Amar in Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ka'achos. This refers, most of this is Rabbi Huda back on Amem Gimel on the base. So Rabbi Huda who holds that Allah Chalamaisa, Anara Amurasa, only her father could acquire Kesef Kiddushin on her behalf. She cannot, because two hands cannot have the same acquisitory power. If it's Rabbi Huda, Masha Enkin B'Kiddushin, then the Braisa shouldn't say this is not the case by Kiddushin. Rather, what should it say? Masha Enkin B'Girushin Miboile. It should say this is not the case by Girushin. Because remember, Rabbi Huda's statement was on Get, was not on Kiddushin. So Twitch Gemara says, Inachinami, you're right. I did the Tana Maimer, the Dami Le Kiddushin, since we're talking about Maimer, which is comparable to Kiddushin, Tana Nami Masha Enkin Bi Kiddushin. So therefore, again, the Braisa used the phrase that this is not the normal case in regular Kiddushin. I've Rabbi Huda Maishka Maimer. So according to Rabbi Huda, why is Maimer different? So the Gemara says, Hoil Buzakuka Va'omedes. Maimer is different, I'll say, because you remember, as opposed to, now here's what's interesting. So as opposed to Gerushin, where Rabbi Huda argues, right? And Rabbi Huda holds that a girl, the Nara, cannot acquire the get on her own. Rather, only her father has the ability to do so. Why does he hold that by Maimer, the Nara can acquire it? Why does he say? To which the Gemara makes a very simple distinction. The Gemara says, we'll say, by Maimer, remember, we'll say, Maimer is not required, right? Again, remember, what's her status before Maimer? What's her status before Maimer? Zika. What's your status after Maimer? Zika. So in other words, In other words, what's the Maimer essentially do? Maimer essentially does is really, it precludes the other brothers from doing Yibum. It kind of like, it establishes that the brother who did Maimer is the brother who's going to execute on the Yibum. But halachically, from a halachic perspective, it doesn't really change things all that much. So therefore, again, Rabbi Huda will say like this, Rabbi Huda Maishna Maimer, so why is Maimer different? Hoil uzekuka va'omedes. Because Lamaisa, again, there's already a Zeka. There's already a Zeka. Hashta the Asis Lahachi. So therefore, again, because there's already a Zeka, Rabbi Huda would say, even the Nara herself has the ability to go ahead and receive the Maimer. Hashta the Asis Lahachi, but now that you've mentioned this, Rabbi Yochanan Nami lo tikshu the Chameikara. So Rabbi Yochanan also, there shouldn't be a kash on him. Why? Shiny Maimer, Hoel Uzekuko Va'omedes. Because I will say, again, maybe what we're essentially saying is that Maimer is just going to be so fundamentally different. Because as opposed to regular Kiddushin, where what? There's no relationship, and now you're creating relationship, Maimer is not like that, right? What does Maimer do? Maimer simply kind of takes an existing relationship and maybe formalizes it a bit more, but doesn't really affect any dramatic level of change. So the Gemara says as follows, Tinan, ha'ish mekadesh es b'ito kishihi na'ara bo'u b'shlucho. So listen to this interesting Gemara. A man has the ability, now it doesn't mean, of course, that a man has been mekadesh his daughter. What it means is, a man has the ability to affect kiddushin on behalf of his daughter when she is a nara, bo'u b'shlucho. So let's take a stam case. You have a father. We'll call him Avram. Avram has a daughter, Rachel. So now Avram wants to affect kiddushin for his daughter, Rachel, whether she's a ketana, she's a nara. So he could do it either himself, or he could appoint a shaliach to go ahead and do this. Fine. So the Gemara says, Bo b'shlucho. Now the Gemara makes a deal on this. Bo u'bishlucho in, ba u'bishlucha lo. Now we'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that halacha l'maisa, he could do it either himself, right, or with his shaliach, but not through her or her shaliach, right? Not through her or her shaliach. So I will say, what do you see from here? You see from here that halacha l'maisa, a girl cannot receive her kiddushin, right? A girl cannot receive her kiddushin. So I will say, so remember again, this is a refutation. Ultimately, again, according to Reish Lakish, you have to do Reish Lakish. So we'll say now why? Because Reish Lakish said the same way that there's a machlokas by Gittin, there's also a machlokas by Kiddushin. So according to Reish Lakish, there is an opinion that holds that a Nara could receive her own Kiddushin. Now the Gemara is saying, again, a father could affect Kiddushin himself, either through himself or through a Shaliach. That's how it could be affected. What can you infer from that? But not through the girl or through her shaliach, which means the Gemara seems to be saying there's no tzad to say that a nara could receive her own kiddushin. That refutes the position of Reish Lakish. I will say, by the way, there's a lot of back and forth here. We're going to do the halacha l'maisa in just a few moments, just to walk away with the principle. I will say first wide line. Amar l'cha Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, "Ha nami." So Reish Lakish will say it's not a refutation. Ha nami Rabbi Hudihi. No, that reflects the view of Rabbi Huda. Because also remember again, Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that halacha l'maisa the machlokes. Yeah, that's Rabbi Huda. So the Gemara says, "Umi matzis mukmas like Rabbi Huda." I don't understand. Do you have the ability to go ahead and set it up like Rabbi Huda? After all, vakatani seifa. Look at the end of the brayso. Ha'omer the isha. His is an interesting case here. His kachili b'tamrazu. His kachili b'zur. We'll say third wide line. So listen to this. Reuven walks over to Rachel. He gives her a date. Yeah, it's not like a metaphor, like a date, right? A date. Homer le isha. His kachili b'tamrazu. Become kudeshes to me with this date. His kachili b'zu. Become kudeshes to me with this. Now the case over here is what we'll say. He's giving her two dates. Now, why is the Gemara using the case of a date? Because a date is something that may or may not be a shaveh pruta. So what's happening over here is as follows. So imagine the following case. Reuben goes over to Rachel. He says, "Hiskachi li b'tamrazu, become mikudeshes to me with this date," gives her a date. And then he says, "Hiskachi li b'zu." He makes another statement, "Become mikudeshes to me with this date." So we'll say, what's the halacha? So first I'll take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, "Hiskachili," it's almost right across in Rashi. Actually, it is right across in Rashi. "Hiskachili, im yesh pa'achas," so what's the halacha? "Im yesh pa'achas mehen shaver pruta mikudeshes." Now both say, so what's the halacha in this case? So the halacha is, as long as one of the dates is worth a pruta, then she's mikudeshas. I'm going to say, what does that mean? We do not look at the collective value of the dates. We only look at the dates as individuals. So therefore, again, halacha l'maisa, if one of the dates was worth a pruta, then she is mikudeshas. Rashi says, ve'imlav ein mitstarfin l'shava pruta. If not, the dates do not combine to form a shava pruta. Kevan d'amar b'chol chada hiskanchili kol chada havi kiddushin ba'apei nafshayu. Now, I'm going to say, watch what's happening over here. You see, the reason why don't the dates combine in this case, why don't the dates combine? Because he's making two distinct utterances, two distinct statements. His kadshi li b'tamrazu, his kadshi li b'zu. When you make two different statements, that's two different acts of kiddushin. So essentially what he's saying is, here's this date for kiddushin, here's this date for kiddushin. Hopefully one of them is shave pruta, and therefore she's mekudeshes. But because they are two separate utterances, the dates do not combine to form a shave pruta. So the Gemara says, who's this opinion? Now this is the end of the previous brisa. End of the previous brisa, the Gemara just quoted before. So the Gemara says, mantan iskachi. We'll say, who is the opinion who holds that independent statements do not combine? So you both say, this is interesting, because one could have also made the argument, look, obviously, he's giving them together, right? I understand that he's making separate statements, but Lamaisa, it's clear what his intention is, right? What's his intention? To do Kiddushin. So the Pashtus, one could make the argument that as long as the dates combine to form a Shavar Pruta, you're good to go. So we'll say, so again, this is a nuanced idea here, that because he's making separate statements, therefore, again, the two acts, or in this case, the two objects, the two dates, do not combine. So man tana hiskachi hiskachi. Who is the opinion who holds that these independent statements are independent statements and do not combine? So the Gemara says, va'amar rabba Rabbi Shimon hi. It's Rabbi Shimon. Da'amar ach yomar shvua l'chol echad ve'echad. Because Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that holds until you make a separate shvua for each one. And we'll say, what's that case? Take a look at Rashi. This is actually quite fascinating. It's Rashi Rabbi Shimon hi. Right, Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon Gabi Chamisha Tovin. So first I'll look at the previous Rashi, Mantano, Deba Inan Hiskachi Iskachi, the Ilo Amar Iskachi Lchokada El Iskachi Bizu Ubizu Abisarfi. They will say, just want to point out, so what we're learning from this price is like this. When he says Hiskachi Libitamrazu, Hiskachi Libazu, two separate statements, and the two dates don't combine to form a shavar, they don't combine. As opposed to what say had he said, Hiskachi Libazu, Ubizu. What would happen if he would have said bazoo, bazoo with this one and this one? What would have happened? They combine. So who is the opinion that holds that separate statements create separate reality? So Rashi says over here, Rabbi Shimoni, this is actually fascinating. Gabi Chamisha Tovin also. Tein alano pikadon sheyesh biyadcha. So also listen to this. Imagine you have a guy, Ruvain, right? And five guys come to Ruvain, telling him that he has in his possession something that belongs to them. And Pikadon, they deposited something with him and they're coming to reclaim it back from him. And he says, Va'amar, Shvua She'im Lecha Biyadi, Lo Lecha, V'lo Lecha, V'lo Lecha, V'lo Lecha. So I'll say, now watch this. So again, five people show up at Reuven's door, right? One, two, three, four, and five, right? All, and each of them claiming independently that they deposited an item with Reuven for safekeeping, right? Reuven claims, I don't have it. I don't have any of your pikdonos. I don't have anything. And he says, Shvua, I swear I don't have lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. He uses that phraseology. So we'll say, then what happens? And then it turns out he's a liar, right? But like not just like, you know, a recreational liar, you know, five times. He lied about all five guys. So we'll say, so now the shayla is, what is his shvua liability, right? What's the shayla? Has he transgressed five shvuas, or has he transgressed one shvua? So what does it depend on? Rabbi Shimon says, it all depends how he went ahead and he phrased it. If he said, shvua, I swear that I don't have lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, af lecha, ki lecha, ki lecha. Again, if that's what he says, then ein achinami inshtub, it's one false shvua. One false shvua. If he says, shvua lo lecha, shvua lo lecha, Shvua lo lecha, then ultimately, again, there's independent liability for each of those shvuas. Very interesting. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ida amar ad she amar shvua lechol echad ve'echad. So I'll say, so the Gemara is suggesting, the Gemara wanted to suggest, Reish Lakish wanted to suggest that the end of the Brisa was Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara is saying, no, it's not true. The end of the Brisa is Rabbi Shimon. V'chitim akul Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the whole Brisa really is Rabbi Yehuda. U'biprati sarvalak Rabbi Shimon. Maybe in this specific area, otherwise, right, of his kachili bezu, maybe he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Umisarvalam, that's not true. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rabbi Shimon? After all, Vatanya we learned, Zeha klal, klal ino chayiv ela achos, parat chayiv al kol achos va'achas divrei Rabbi Meir. So we'll say this is the rule. In general, when it comes to liability, right, shvua liability, if you made a general shvua, even if the one shvua had many different parts, like we just saw before, shvua lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. So what's the extent of your liability? Einu chayiv ela achos. You only chayiv once. Parat, however, again, if you specify shvua lo lecha, shvua lo lecha, shvua lo lecha, then chayiv akal achos v'achos. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says, no, shvua lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, chayiv al kol achos v'achos. Wow. So you see Rabbi Huda disagrees with that premise. And Rabbi Huda says that's not true, even though you only, quote-unquote, made one shvua, but you are chayiv on each independent chelek, or offshoot of that shvua. Rabbi Lazar Omer, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, shvua, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. So I'll say, interesting. So Rabbi Lazar says like this, it's an interesting variation here. So look, just to show what we have. Rabbi Meir says that if you say shvua lo lecha lo lecha lo lecha lo lecha and you lied to five different people, you only chayiv what? Once. Because in essence you made one shvua. Rabbi Huda says, no, if you say shvua lo lecha lo lecha lo lecha lo lecha, each lo lecha is its own independent shvua, you chayiv for each independent one that you lied about. Rabbi Lazar has an interesting idea. He says, if you say shvua lo lecha lo lecha lo lecha lo lecha and you lied about all five, you only chayiv once. But if you said lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, shvua, then you're chayiv for each one individually. In other words, if you put the shvua, so to speak, at the end, so it's clear that one utterance of shvua covered all of the five instances, then ein achinam, you would be chayiv all five times. Interesting. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, the olam, eino chayiv ad shiyomer shvua lechol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Shimon Rabosai again is of the opinion that holds the only time there is independent liability is when you actually make a separate, distinct shvua for each and every petitioner. So the Gemara says, Ella, so who's the author of the Braisa? Ella, kul Rabbi Shimon. You're right, rather again, the entire Braisa ultimately again is Rabbi Shimon, or b'shlichos, some like Rabbi Huda. And again, in the matter of shlichos, he holds like Rabbi Huda. Beautiful. We'll say a great story over here. Rabbi Asi al lo al lebe midrasha. So we'll say, listen to this story. Rabbi Asi didn't go to the base medrash. It happens, right? Asi didn't go to the base medrash. But listen to this story. He found Rabbi Zera. Amrle, my Amr ha'idna be medrasha. Tell me, I wasn't in base medrash today. What happened in base medrash? Amrle, af analo ayil. Rabbi Zera said, oh, I didn't go either. I don't know what's going on over here. Right? But Levi said, I didn't go either. Af analo ayil. So Rabbi Avin hu da'ayil. But I'll tell you who was. Rabbi Avin was there, so let's go ask him what happened in Beis Medrash today. So Va'amar, so listen to this, Rabbi Avin's told us, Va'amar, Chavrusa Kula Krabi Yochanan. So we'll say, Chavrusa means the entire Beis Medrash sided with Rabbi Yochanan, right? Now we'll say, remember again, let's go back for just a second. Rabbi Yochanan was the opinion who said that what are we doing here? You're like, great question. Right? What are we doing? Well, remember again, all of this is the machlokas that started in yesterday's daf. Some of you may not remember, we had daf yesterday, right? It's a tough slot. So remember, all of this is Rabbi Yochanan. All of this, remember, we started yesterday. Nara Murasa, which is Inara, 12 years old in 6 months, who has Erison. Right? So now the Shaila is, who has the ability to receive her get? Who has the ability to receive her kiddushin? That's what's going on. Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion. Now, the same way that there's a machlokes by gerushin, right? Remember again, Tanakama said, either she or her father could receive her get. Rabbi Yehuda said only her father could receive her get. Rabbi Yochanan said the same way there's a machlokas for gerushin, there is also a machlokas, I'm sorry, there's only a machlokas by gerushin, but by kiddushin, everyone agrees that only the father could receive kiddushin for a Nara daughter. The Nara daughter cannot receive it herself. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? So the Gemara says, that Reish Lakish, on the other hand, suggested the same way there's a machlokas by gerushin, there's also a machlokas by kiddushin. So in this process, so now the showdown for this machlokas was in the Beis Medrash. Now watch this. So what happened? So Rabbi Avin says, Chavrusa Kula Rabbi Yochanan. The entire Beis Medrash sided with Rabbi Yochanan. Entire Beis Medrash sided with Rabbi Yochanan. V'tzavach Reish Lakish ki kruchya. And Reish Lakish was crowing like a rooster, right, trying to defend his position. V'yatza v'haisa. Well, so remember again, what's Reish Lakish's position? Reish Lakish's position is whatever's true, ultimately, again, for Gerushin, is going to be true for Kiddushin, right? Marriage and divorce are halachically two sides of the same coin, right? V'yatza v'haisa, they're juxtaposed in the pasuk. The processes are very much interdependent, so to speak, or very much connected. So I'll say, so Reish Lakish is trying to defend his position. And what happened? The Gemara says, no one paid attention to Reish Lakish. That's what happened in the Beis Medrash. So I will say in the Beis Medrash that day that Rabbi Zira wasn't there, and Rabbi Asi wasn't there. So Rabbi Avin reports, showdown, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Beis Medrash sided with Rabbi Yochanan, namely, although there is a machlokas by Gerushin, Tanakama saying that ultimately, again, either the father or the girl could receive the get. Rabbi Yehuda is saying only the father could receive the get. Everyone agrees by Kiddushin, only the father could receive Kiddushin. So Rabbi saying, now watch this. Look how the story ends. It's actually quite fascinating. Rabbi Avin Bar Samchu. So Rabbi says, Rabbi Asi says to Rabbi Zera, listen, is this guy Rabbi Avin, could he be depended on? In other words, you know, we're getting this base medrash intel from him. Neither you or I were there. Is he dependable? Like, is he a dependable source? So Amar Lei in. So it's a great expression. To which Rabbi Zira responds back to Rabbi Asi. He says, yes, Kemin Yama Litignihu. We'll say this is such a great, he is like, literally the translation is, like from the sea to the frying pan. From the sea to the frying pan. Now, what's the nature of that expression? Take a look at Rashi, second to last line in Rashi. Kimin yama l'tigni. Rashi says, Lo haisa lo shehos shichacha bein sayim, kish yotzei beis ha-medrash, amr li miyad. As soon as Rabbi Avin left the beis medrash, Rabbi Zeira says, he said this to me, he told this to me over, kishole dagnin ayam, v'amachvas nusuna ala or lo seiz besocho. The same way, right, that when you catch a fish, what do you want to do? You want to cook it up right after you catch it. So literally, again, from the sea to the frying pan. Like there's an expression. It's a good one, but it's like, Kimin yama latigni. It's good. Kimin yama latigni. Like from the sea to the frying pan, which represents a certain level of immediacy. Immediacy. So what Rabbi Zera was saying to Rabbi Arsi is Rabbi Avin told me this right after he got out of the Beis Medrash. So there was no concern that maybe he forgot or he's remembering something incorrectly. Literally, he gave it to me right when he left the Beis Medrash. Kimin yama latigni. Incredible. So also Rabbi Nachman says, by the way, the Rabbi Avin over here is not Rabbi Avin Rabbi Chia. It's not Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana. It's just plain Rabbi Avin. Okay. So the Gemara of Kamina, who cares? Or is Rabbi Avin Rabbi Avin? So it's very important. No, it's always important to know who says what. Why? Because we'll say again, what is Gemara? What is so much of Gemara? So much of Gemara is pointing out what appears to be contradictory or contrasting statements. So you have to know which Rabbi Avin we're talking about. Someone just tells us this is Rabbi Avin's stamp. Good. Rabbi say, so now what is the halacha? How do we paskin? So Rabbi say, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin says as follows. The Rambam says that we paskin that halacha lemaisa, for getten, either the Nara or her father have the ability to receive the get. Which also means we pass like the Tanakama. Right? That's what the Rambam says. He says, Gershik Hinara, imihigia haget liada o liada via niskarsha. So by Nara, either the girl herself or her father has the ability to go ahead and receive the get. That's when it comes ultimately again to Gerushin. What about by Kiddushin? So what's about Kiddushin? We do in fact paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. That halacha lemaisa, only the father could be makabel the kes of Kiddushin for a nara. That's why paskin. So Kiddushin, only father has the schus to acquire the kes of Kiddushin on behalf of his nara daughter. So either whether a kitana or a nara, only the father. By Gerushin, obviously if she's a kitana, the get's going to go to the father, although it could technically go to the girl under certain circumstances as well. But for Gerushin, ultimately, again, either the girl or her father, the Nara, or her father, by Kiddushin, only the father. That's the halacha. Let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Boi Minei, Rava Me Rav Nachman. Rava asked the following kasha on Rav Nachman. We'll say, Mem Dalad Amad Beis. Nara, Mao Shate Ase Shliach Lekaba Gita Miad Baila. What's an interesting case here? Can a Nara make a Shliach to go ahead and receive the get from her husband? So we'll say, what have we just established? We've established that halacha lemaisa, a Nara has the ability to receive her own get. Now, the truth is, I should wait a little bit. We've established that as a fact, as halacha lemaisa. Truth is, the Gemara hasn't yet. So in the Gemara's mind, so as in the Gemara's process, this is still an open-ended question to a degree, right? But assuming that you hold that a Nara does have the ability to be makabel her get, the follow-up question, and Rashi himself says it, Rashi says Nara, look at the top Rashi from Dalam Beis, Nara, the Rabbonim de Ami Mekabela says Gita, Mao Shate Ase Acher Shliach Lekabela's Gita Bechaye Aviyah. Shavuot says, so according to the Rabbonim who hold that a Nara does have the ability to go ahead and be makabel her own get, what's the follow-up question? Can she appoint a Shaliach? Right. Can she go ahead and appoint the shaliach? So we'll say, so what's the shayla? Second line down, 44b. On one hand, kiyad avia damya. So do we see that? Look, the hand of the nara is like the hand of her father, right? Oh, kichatzra avia damya. So we'll say this is fascinating. Or maybe we look at the yad of the nara like what? Like the chatzer of her father. In other words, maybe the Rabbanan's reason why a Nara could go ahead and acquire her own get is why? Because essentially her hand is like her father's chatzer. But we'll say, remember again, could a person acquire a get through their chatzer? Yeah, we spent a significant amount of time on that. So we'll say, this is so fascinating. So this is obviously it's on the Rabbanan, right? So according to the Rabbanan who hold that a Nara does have the ability to receive her own get, what are the mechanics of that? Do we say her hand is like her father's hand? Or do we say her hand is like her father's chatzer? So watch this. Kiyada v'yadamya. So do we say that her hand is like her father's hand? Ma'aviya mashishliach. If that's the case, just as her father has the ability to appoint the shaliach, afhinami mashishliach. So too, again, the girl could also appoint the shaliach. Okay, odoma. The other possibility is kichatzra v'yadamya. So what's the other possibility is that no, her hand maybe is like her father's chatzer. And therefore what? The ad dematya gita liyada lo magarsha. We'll say if that's the case, that her hand is like her father's chatzer, then what? She couldn't appoint a shaliach to go ahead and receive the get, because ultimately, again, she's not going to be divorced until the get actually reaches her hand. So the Gemara says as follows. Good. The Gemara says, umi misakulei l'rava, I don't understand. Was Rava really misupak if the girl's hand is like her father's hand or like a chatzer? The Gemara says, umi misafkalei l'rava ha, was Rava at all misupak about this? Vama Rava, Rava said, kasav get v'nasna biyad avda. So we'll say back to our Gittin days, if a husband wrote a get for his wife, and he placed the get in the hand of her Eved, that was, remember again, what's the status of an Eved? Eved Kenani, what's the status of an Eved? Karka. Right, Karka. So an Eved, so maybe this is like putting it in her chatzer. So the Gemara says, it depends. Yashin mishamarto, if the Eved is asleep, and the wife is there, quote unquote, guarding him, get, then it works. Because that's considered to be a chatzer. Neir, if the Eved is awake, eno get. Ultimately, again, it's not a valid get. Why not? Neir amai eno get. Why not? Dahav yalei chatzer mishtamer shelo ladaita. And I will say because, so to speak, is what we call a chatzer mishtamer shelo ladaita. What does it mean, chatzer mishtamer shelo ladaita? That at the end of the day, the Eved, when he is awake, acts of his own volition, right? In other words, he does his own thing. So because of that, I must remember again, the concept of a chatzer is an area that is under the complete control of the owner. When the Eved is awake, as much as he is owned by the Isha, lemaisa again, it's not ledaito, it's ledaito. And therefore, again, the get won't work. And if you hold that the girl's hand is like the chatzar of her father, kimata gita liyadan nami lo tigarish, if that's the case, also that even when the get gets to her hand, she still shouldn't be divorced. Why? Because it will say her hand should also be like a chatzar sheina mishtameres, a non-guarded chatzar. Rather, I will say, going back, it is clear that the hand of a Nara is like the hand of her father. So I will say, this is very interesting. You see, we'll pause here for just a second. At least, I think all of us thought that when the Rabbanan said that a girl, a Nara, could receive her own get. So the Pashtos, I think we all thought that, what's the logic of that? She's a Nara. She's a semi-autonomous, right, adult, and therefore she has the ability to acquire it on her behalf. Well, so you see now that that's not actually the mechanics of it. The mechanics of it is that, according to the Rabbanon, her yad is like an extension of her father's yad. So really, as a Nara, her father has to receive the get on her behalf. It's just, according to the Rabbanon, ultimately, again, her yad is the status of her father's yad, an extension of her father's yad. Fascinating. In any event, what the Gemara says is, clearly that's how her yad is working. Her yad is not a chutzar. Her yad is an extension of her father's. So we'll say, so now, let's go back to our original question. What was our original question? What was our original question on the top of the Yamid? What's the question? Can she appoint a shaliach to receive the get on her behalf? Right? So now that we've established that her yad is an extension of her father's yad, does she have the ability to appoint a shaliach or not? And this is the shayla. Is her hand as strong as her father's hand? Namely, just as her father has the ability to appoint a shaliach, so does she, right? Olo, or not? That's the question. Amarle ain osa shliach. So what's that he said? Ultimately, again, Inara does not have the ability to appoint a shaliach to receive her get. Okay, so Eisvei, Gemara raised the kasha, Kitana Shamris Kabeligiti, if a Kitana says to someone, go ahead and receive my get on my behalf, Eino get Achiagia get liyada. So we'll say Kitana can't appoint a shaliach, right? In general, a Katana, Kitana doesn't have the ability to appoint a shaliach. So if a Kitana, right, wants to get divorced, and she says to someone, go receive my get from me, it doesn't work. What could you infer from this? Ha nara harizi get. So I will say, if the Bryce is telling me that it doesn't work by a Kitana, I could infer from that what? That it does work by a nara. To which the Imar says, no. Hachamai skimon, what's the case here? B'she'ein la'av. We're talking about a case where there's no father in the picture. Okay, so if there's no father in the picture, I will say, then what? Remember, once there's no father, a nara is a totally autonomous entity. So the Gemara says, "Hami diktani seifa." Here's the problem with that. Look at the end of the raisa. Im amar aviyat say v'kabel get labiti. If the father says, well, it's the end of the raisa talks about a father. If the father says, "Go and receive a get for my daughter," im rasa balach zorbo lo yachzar. So we'll say, so remember again, if the father appoints a shaliach to go ahead and receive the get on behalf of his daughter, once the husband gives the get to that shaliach, the husband can no longer renege, right? Because that becomes essentially a shliach lekabbalah, right? So that's it. This can't renege. Talking about a case of a father. So if the seifa of the brayso is talking about a case where there's a father, mechlal dereisha b'diyeshta avaskinan. The pashtos, it sounds like the beginning of the brayso is also talking about a case where there's a father. To which the Gemara says, okay, chisui mechsura v'halchi katoni. We're missing a part. Here's how you have to read it. Kidana she'amra hiskabe legiti. If a Kitana said, go ahead and receive my get, right, says a Kitana wanting to appoint a Shaliach, Eino get ad shiagia get liyada. Ultimately, again, it's not a valid get until the get reaches her hand. Ha nara, ha reza get. But if it was a nara, she can appoint a Shaliach, it sounds like. Medramur, when is that so? Kishain la'av. A nara could appoint a Shaliach, I will say, when? When there's no father in the picture. If her father's not alive, aval yeish la'av, but if she has a father, va'amar avia say the kibal labiti gita, and the father appoints a shaliach to go and receive the get of his daughter, v'rotzeh bal lachzor, and then the husband wants to renege after going ahead and receiving after the shaliach receives the get, lo yachzor. Ultimately, again, he doesn't have the ability to go ahead and renege. So we'll say, how do we paskin in this case? So, right, what do we do over here? So we'll say, the Rambam says, Ein osenara murasa shliach lekabagita miyad baila bechaye aviha. So again, the Rambam paskins in halacha lemaisa, when you have an ara murasa with a living father, she doesn't have the right to appoint a shaliach. That's how the Rambam paskins halacha lemaisa. So again, why? Her hand is like her father's hand, but it's limited in its own personal acquisitory abilities. She doesn't have the ability to go and appoint the shaliach. Incredible. We'll say, let's go a little bit back. So again, I just want to point out, we have some really good nuggets here today. Right? So halacha lemaisa, piece number one, is that ultimately, again, by a nara, either she or her father have the ability to receive her get. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, by kiddushin of a nara, only the father has the ability to receive the kiddushin, of course, presupposing that there's a father. And halacha lemaisa, when you have an ara murasa, ultimately, again, she doesn't have the ability to go ahead and, wow, what if an ara murasa wants to receive a get? I really should have done this out of order. Right? Let's go backwards. Kiddushin. Who has the ability to receive kesef kiddushin of an ara? Who has the ability to do that? Only father, okay? Now, in divorce, who has the ability to receive the get of an ara murasa? Either father or daughter. But the limitation of a daughter, but the distinction between a father and a daughter, is that whereas the father has the ability to appoint a shaliach to receive the get on behalf of his daughter, and by the way, once the husband gives the get to that shaliach, the husband can't renege, the daughter doesn't have the ability to appoint a shaliach, right? Even though she can receive the get herself, she doesn't have the ability to appoint the shaliach. So we'll say solid pieces of halacha lemaisa. So good. Let's go a little bit. Right, we have another minute. So Gemara says itmar. Kitanish niskat shalodas avia. So we'll say this is an interesting case. I'll mention it, then we'll pick up with this in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. It's a shorter daf tomorrow. Yeah, good. So we'll at least begin this. It's fascinating. What happens if you have, you know, kids these days, they're very precocious. So you have a ketana who got married without the das of her father, right? Happens, right? So she accepted kiddushin without the das of her father. So the shayla is, what is the status, ultimately, again, of this kiddushin? So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, tzricha get, or tzricha miyun. So Shmuel says she needs a get, and she needs miyun. Now, generally, when does miyun come up? Only in cases, ultimately, again, of where the mother and the brother are married. Right? Remember again, miyun just means refusal. Refusal, saying, I don't want this marriage, generally only works by rabbinic marriage, not by biblical marriage. So she needs to get, she needs miyun. I will say, stop a little bit for today. This is a great case. We'll pick up your answer with this. I will say, what a wonderful way to start the new year together. Baruch Hashem, Shkayach, everyone. All right, Chevron Zoom, have a great day, everyone.